I am with a man who knows what it's like to be on the blue and the red side of the city. Terry Curran obviously played 130 games for Sheffield Wednesday and Sheffield United. Terry, been giving a team talk, I understand, this afternoon.
Well, I've been trying to give one. Last 3 years, us Blues have been beaten, so I've tried to help him today by giving him a team talk. So let's hope it does the right thing.
What are you up to at the moment, kind of football-related?
Well, I'm working down at Doncaster Rovers, coaching in the academy set up down there. I'm taking in the 14s next year, so and I'm enjoying it, helping the young boys out.
I was going to say, are you enjoying being back involved with the sport, especially at a coaching level?
Well, yes. I mean, it's 25 years ago, I finished up packing it in altogether, and then I had a son 14 years ago. And when he was about 6, 7, he wanted to get into football, so took him down to his first training session at Gareth Villa, and he's done well enough to get into academy. So, and it got me back interested in it.
Following in his father's footsteps, then.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll have to wait and see how he goes. But I'm pleased with him. I am pleased with him.
Obviously, since then, you've also had a book out, Regrets of a Football Maverick. Plans for another one?
Well, I've been asked if I will do another one, and I'm thinking about doing it. We've had a lot of good feedback from the first one, so yes, in pipelines, I think I will do it, yes.
In terms of Sheffield Wednesday at the moment, what do you make to how the club's gone last season, also the state of the club kind of moving forward in the off-season now?
Well, I'm like majority of fans now, because obviously we're not playing now, you become a fan, because it is my team who I've always supported as a kid. So I'm like everyone else, disappointed that Stuart Gray is gone. I'm not saying everyone would be disappointed, but I'm one of those ones what were disappointed, because I thought he'd done a good job. Again, maybe not played the greatest football down there, but he had turned it round, and they were looking on the right lines. So I would like to see him have another year and see and give him some money to spend and see if he could have done anything with the team this year. But a new manager comes in. It's like anything else. Nigel Atkins was at Southampton when he'd done a good job down there. They fetched Pochettino in it, and everybody was complaining about that, and he did a great job at Southampton. So we don't know. We've got to give the guy a chance and get behind him, and let's see how it goes from there.
And obviously, with a new owner, Mr. Chansiri, coming in, you'd expect possibly a new owner to want his own man to a certain extent.
Well, I was saying to my young son, Jock, he asked me what I thought would happen with Stuart Gray, and I said to him at the end of the season, I think they'll change him, because new owners always want their own managers in or coaches in and directors of football in. So I did expect it, but once it had not happened at the end of the season, I thought, well, it might give him a year, but it's turned out that it's not worked out that way, so they're going to appoint a new manager, and it will be this guy. So,
Carlos Carvalho, yeah.
Cavalier, I think it is Cavalier.
What do you reckon about him? Not much known about him over this way, obviously. More word coming from him from the continent, really.
Well, the thing about anything in life, you only get experience by getting the job. And I know he's not probably done as well as what people expect him to have done with a club of this size. But unless you give somebody a chance and have a go and have a look at him and see what he can do, we don't know. So I'm one of those, I'm an optimist, so I always give that person a chance. I'm not bothered about the experience, because you only get experience by playing or managing. So let's see how he goes. And if he gets it right, as we all know in Sheffield, this is a proper football club. Mm.
And there's been lots of talk this week about links with Mark Cooper at Swindon. Can you see that, him coming in as an assistant?
Well, I can't see him coming in as an assistant, but then again, I heard again on Grapevine that Cavalier might be the director of football. Now, I could see that, but what I can't see is another football manager coming in, even a club at Sheffield Wednesday size. I cannot see a manager coming in to be assistant manager, because once you're a gaffer, they want to run the football club and the team their way. So, no, I can't, unless it does turn out that Cavalier will be the director of football and Mark coming in as a manager. I can see that, but in general, I think Cavalier will be the manager or head coach.
I guess at the end of the day, the bottom line is you need stability at the club going forward. Now, obviously, you've had that season in the Championship kind of solidifying things. You just need relative stability for a period now.
Exactly. One thing that disappoints me with football, obviously, the way our teams play in England, we do have to change it more now compared to what they do on the continental, because I think we are behind on the continental side of it. But, I mean, you get managers always turn around and say to players, you can't turn it on when you want. And it's the same with managers. They've got to look at it and get a team what's established and let the rest of the squad fight for the places. You know, if you keep chopping and changing, it unbalances the team. And trying to get it right that way, I think it's harder for you. So stick with the team. If it's successful, let's see how it goes. And then if it's not working, then chop in, then try and put someone else into the team. But first and foremost, let's get a balance. Pick your best team and let's see how it goes.
And in terms of the squad, watching on from the sidelines now as a fan, what do you think the team needs?
Well, it definitely needs another quality midfield player in there, and it wants a proper goal scorer, somebody what's going to get you 25 goals plus. Because if you're going to get promotion or win the championship, you've got to have that 25, 30 goals a season, man. So at the end of the day, that's what the another quality midfield player and another striker. And I'd like to see someone try and get a quality player down there, whether it's a young lad coming through. What's going to get the fans off the seats and excite them? I think if you can get someone like that, it brings a lot of happiness to the football club. So that's what I want to see at with Sheffield Wednesday.